Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
We are very, very pleased to say we are joined in the booth.
In person.
In person with Xanthi from Recitals. How's it going? How are you?
I'm good.
Yay.
It's been very sunny.
Yeah.
I know.
Nice 3 days.
This nice Dunedin weather has really put me in a good mood.
Everyone's coming out of their shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
I left my house for the first time this week. So things like I'm seeing things I've never seen before. It's just me crawling.
It started getting cold.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you got the snow experience.
Yeah,
well,
true.
Well, actually, no. It's away the one weekend. What? Really disappointing.
Oh, that's very sad.
Well, it was just cold. It wasn't even worth it.
It was kind of mid. It was like Dunedin never does anything well. Like
no.
They'll be like, oh, it's snowing, and it'll be like 3 specks of snow.
But anyway.
Yeah. Congratulations. First of all, on the new track.
Yes.
Yeah.
Champion Runner. It sounds amazing. We absolutely love it.
Oh, it's actually such a tune.
Yeah. How does it feel to have the track out there to the public, to the world?
It feels good. It feels really satisfying because we haven't released anything
it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, even this we kind of sat on for quite a long time.
Mm.
So, yeah, it feels really celebratory, and it's probably the most kind of, like, epic banger song of the EP. So
yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's fun.
No, definitely. When you said you've been sitting on it for a while, I mean, it definitely sounds very crafted. Like, I feel like it's very polished and quite different to some of the other stuff that you've put out. Because, like, a lot of your older music from, like, the last album, like, Orbit One, shout out Orbit One, which has on vinyl, which I'm going to rob. It's a lot of ambience to it and, like, quite instrumental heavy. And I feel like this new single is, like, rather upbeat. Is that maybe indicative of a new direction that your music may be taking?
Nah.
This is just a one-off. This is like,
this is
here you
the
go.
Banger of the album. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
if you don't
okay.
like any of the rest of it, then hopefully you like this one.
Okay.
yeah, it's definitely the radio-friendly one.
Okay. Do you have, like, can you go into a bit of the inspirations behind this track? Because obviously it's kind of different to your last stuff and different to the other stuff that will be released. So is there any specific inspos for this track?
I think we wrote it kind of after we wrote all of the songs on All But One. And it was a song that just kind of happened in the room. Like, no one had written it beforehand or written any parts. It just kind of happened and... the vocals, I feel like I probably, because I'm playing bass at the same time, write quite rhythmic vocal parts. To me, and then, I don't know why those words were spinning around my head.
Yeah.
Nice. I think it was the same year that the last Olympics was on, so I probably was thinking about that a little bit. And I was thinking a little bit about Shikari Richardson, who was disqualified for having marijuana in her system. There's a line kind of alluding to that.
That's so sick.
At the same time, it's not particularly deep. It's obviously like metaphors about duality of winning and losing and like and stuff. But it's not necessarily about anything particularly. Kind of like, I think the whole EP is a play on kind of a Recitals universe. It feels very collaborative. I think the first record was a lot more, well, the lyrics that I wrote were more about things that I'd experienced in my life, but this one feels like this kind of universe that we're creating and like just private jokes and stuff.
That's very cool, very exciting to hear what's gonna be the other tracks in the EP will be like.
And you said it was more collaborative, this one here. It was also like a duet, I'm pretty sure. Yes?
You mean like a vocal?
Yeah, vocal duet. Yeah.
I think we're all singing on it. And then we also have like gang vocals. Which is just like all of us.
No, it sounds really cool. What was like the choice behind that? Or was it just like, it felt right? It was just like, this is like the epic.
Yeah, I guess it is the epic one. But I guess the last record... felt very fragmented in the way that we recorded it. So, being able to be in the room and actually record everything live and then do a vocal take all together, I think was just something special that we didn't get to do last time. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And because, like, Recitals is quite a lot of members. There's seven of you in the band, which is quite a big band, and also like an powerhouse band. You guys are all in amazing projects of your own. Like, you're also in Mystery Waitress.
Yeah.
We've got Christian Dimmock in there. It's just like such a lineup. How is it being with all those other projects that you guys have and then coming together and playing and writing as Recitals?
I think it's changed a lot over time. Like, initially we all lived in the same city, so we were able to practice like every
day. Yeah, true.
Kind of the theme of the last album was we had this weekly Sunday session that we got to meet up. But since then, everyone's kind of like, I went traveling last year, and Tarushi's been studying, and Olivia went studying in Spain, and we've all just been like all around. And I think that is a really special part of the band, is that everyone still gets to do all of the things in their life that they want to do, and it kind of just ebbs and flows around that. Like, that is, that's what it's controlled by. It's not, just like when we can.
That's very cool. Yeah, I feel like it's nice when it's kind of not as, forced, where it's like you've got to release this and make this, where it's more like a natural process, which is very, very cool.
We're always like checking in with each other a lot, and we really care about each other.
Yeah, no, that is very cool. Do you think, with the new tracks that are sort of like coming out, have those been written quite a while ago, or do you think it's going to be more of like a reflection of everybody kind of being like dispersed and then like all their experiences and then coming back together? Or is it more just like, oh, we've had these in the bag, we're just working on them?
What do you mean?
As in, like, the new songs that may be coming out.
The new songs? Are they old or new?
Yeah. pretty much.
Two of the songs, Champion Runner and then this song called Wellington Song, we kind of wrote those, like, directly after we wrote the Orbit One.
Oh, okay.
And then the other three songs are pretty new. They were written in, like, the last year.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And then the first song on the album, we wrote like the day before the recording. It's just kind of like a jam, basically.
Yeah. No, true.
So yeah, it's quite a mix of old and new stuff.
How was it like, because obviously you mentioned that everyone's kind of gone their own ways, done their own things, how was it trying to organise everyone to get back together to get this like recorded and ready?
It's real gnarly. Our Facebook chat
on the messenger.
Last year before I went travelling, we just kind of organised to be together for a week to record. So that's how we did that. It was just
together
to do that.
Yeah. Smashed them all out.
And then, like, while everyone was doing their own stuff last year, we all kind of listened to it. Like, I was listening to it in transit a lot between trains and stuff, which was fun. But yeah, generally it's pretty hectic. Apart from recording and being in the same room, organising all of the other logistical stuff, like doing album art and stuff like that, is pretty hectic.
Cool.
we have to call each other. Everything gets kind of lost in translation.
Interesting. And because, like, how you guys formed back in 2020, was it, in the big hectic time of COVID and everything, how did you get like everyone together? Because again, as I mentioned, I'm still just like so amazed, seven members in a band.
You
don't really get that often. And like, how did you get everyone together for this in the year of COVID too? How did Recitals kind of start up?
I think it was at the end of 2019, I just moved to Wellington, and I already knew Christian and Josh, so we started jamming together and writing some songs, and then I was like, what if we make this massive band with all of these femmes in it? And then I just kind of started hitting up people, and and then it kind of, within a few months, became Recitals. And then we had this weekly slot at Pyramid Club on a Sunday, so we just
do
that as consistently as possible. It kind of just felt like a really special time where everything just aligned in that particular way. Like, we were all just in the city at the same time for a couple of years, and that's, where we started.
That's so awesome.
Cool. And that's so cool that you guys have got this next album coming up kind of soon. Do you have any, like, kind of, I don't know, any dates or anything you can kind of give away to when we can next expect another release from you guys? That was hard.
Is it when the EP is coming out?
Yeah, or if there's any other singles coming before then?
Nah, it's just the one single. which I think comes out on September 27th.
Sick.
But
We'll like keep an eye on it.
And then maybe we'll do a show at the end of the year.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah. Get everyone back together.
Big grand plans.
World tour.
Yeah. We would, but it's
trying to organize.
Yeah.
I can imagine. That's very exciting. And also for this track, you released a music video as well. Here in Dunedin too, with Phaedra.
At my house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little insight on kind of what made you decide to go with, because it's Phaedra running kind of around in a golden outfit, which is awesome. What kind of was the inspiration behind doing that idea for the music video and everything, and recording it itself? What was the whole process like?
Carla just messaged our chat being like, guys, I've just had this idea in the shower. We should do
classic
a karaoke video. Oh, like a one shot.
The Radio One card. That sweet little card in your wallet that gives you epic deals from all over Aotearoa Dunedin. Discounts such as 20%
off. There we go.
Sorry.
Yeah, quick
just
little
a quick
snippet
intermission.
Carla just had this idea, and then we thought, okay, well, we'll just try shoot that. And Carla was going to try to do a vision, and I borrowed a camera from yours in Dunedin. Yeah. And then, I live with Phaedra, and she's doing a theatre degree, so I was like,
perfect.
This is perfect.
I've got to do this.
I'm roping you in.
And then I think we just did 3 takes, and that was it.
Oh, that's so good.
We edited it together, but it was really, like, we just made it up on the spot. We kind of just planted props around the house.
Yeah.
And then, luckily, Olivia had Final Cut Pro, so she downloaded the karaoke plugin.
Oh, wow.
But it
perfect
was really easy and unstressful.
That is, that's the best way.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sounds like it's kind of hectic for you guys to get together and like record with everyone doing their own thing. So it's nice that this music video came along
chill
nicely.
It was like a day's work, which was nice.
Perfect. Lovely. Yeah. Well, it looks absolutely amazing. The track sounds amazing.
Track sounds really good.
Yeah. And I feel like with that, we should play the newest single, Champion Runner.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Yes, it was great. And now we have Champion Runner recitals. And keep it locked on the one that was Xanthi from Recitals. And here's the newest track.
And he's
all of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.